Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to a very special broadcast by Hindustan Times. Over the last few days and weeks, we have all been completely captured by the story unfolding in Mumbai, where the discovery of explosives outside Mukesh Ambani's residence led to first the discovery of a car there, a Scorpio car, and led to the trail of a businessman, Hiran Mansukh. And then his body was found under very suspicious circumstances, which led to the trail of a police assistant police inspector called Sachin Vaze. Now, over the last few days, he has been arrested by the National Investigating Agency because they say that he is involved in the entire case. Now, Sachin Vaze is an inspector who is very well known in Maharashtra circles because he is an encounter specialist, someone who's credited with the encounter of up to and more than 60 persons. Now, one person who is well acquainted with the workings of encounter specialists, as they are called in Mumbai, they were infamous over the last few years in Maharashtra, but at some point, they became very low profile, and it seems this particular case, Sachin Vaze has brought back the role of encounter police in the entire law enforcement agency yet again. Now, just what are they? What is the role that they play? Why is it that they're back in action? And who is responsible for creating this whole phenom of encounter specialists? Just to get to understand that, we are very happy to be joined at the moment by former DGP of the Police Bureau Research and Development, Dr. Meeran Borvankar. Thank you very much, ma'am, for joining us. Now, what I must point out also that Meeran Borvankar is also somebody who was the first woman to head the Mumbai Crime Branch. And it is that Mumbai Crime Branch where encounter two very famous encounter police officers, that's Daya Nayak and Pradeep Sharma, used to work. In fact, Pradeep Sharma was someone who was working at a time when Meeran Borvankar was also in the same crime branch. And as Julio Ribeiro, the former Mumbai Police Commissioner, has written, it's something when she transferred many of these specialists out of the branch and sent them back to police stations, extortion cases went down. So if there's anyone who can explain to us what role these police officers play, and how is it that someone who seems to be such a junior official, how is it that they've become so high profile? It's Dr. Borvankar who can explain all of that to us. So, ma'am, thanks very much for speaking with Hindustan Times, our viewers, and everybody listening in right now. Can you first explain to us that this case has been so complicated? As a journalist, reading about it in the last few days, we've still been trying to grapple with the pieces. There's, of course, the case of how these explosives were found outside such a high-profile area. Then came the entire case about the alleged suicide of Hiran Mansukh, who apparently is someone also who was in touch with Sachin Vaze. And now NIA is saying that this entire plot of planting the explosives there and then also, you know, getting involved with the case was an attempt by Sachin Vaze to come back into the limelight, because for the last 14 years, other than the last 1 year, he was someone who had been completely out of the police department because of the exploits, because he was someone who was charged with the custodial death of Khwaja Yunus. Now, it's a lot of information for a layperson to take in. So, ma'am, will you explain to us at the moment, what do we make of this case?
Yeah, thanks. First of all, the encounter specialists appeared on the scene because of total failure of criminal justice system to conclude criminal cases. Now, suppose you have a piece of land, somebody has encroached upon it, you file an FIR, police sends the charge sheet against that person, the case will come up for trial after 10 years and maybe next generation will see the result. It's my piece of land. Somebody has encroached. It's totally illegal. I want it back. I know the courts will take many years. So I approach one of the police officers who then, through illegal, unauthorized methods, calls the encroacher, tells him, you better vacate, or. Or means what? Or means we are sharpshooters. We can create a record justifying shooting you. It can be a daylight murder, but it will go as an encounter of a criminal. So because of this very major lacuna of delay in trial, these sharpshooters, encounter specialists emerged, and then slowly they became a part of the system. Sometimes genuinely the officers encountered criminals of the kind who were a threat to the officer's life at that particular moment. So genuine encounter, when you apprehend that the guy has a weapon and I'll be shot before he shoots, you shoot. So these genuine encounters apart, to have a shortcut in the long delays in the courts, these sharpshooters, encounter specialists emerged and were accepted not only by police leadership, but also by citizens who applauded them. And they were very much in favor of quick justice instead of the slow pace of courts in India. Now, this particular case may be surprising to you. Maybe with my 37 year plus service in the police, I am not surprised. It's just that an encounter specialist who used to encounter a genuine criminal graduated to become an extortionist, also protectionist, that he would protect a builder, a cine person, has now graduated to the extent that he felt that he can even hold a big industrialist at ransom, who would feel threatened with a few gelatin sticks as a first message. See, there is a procedure, you know, they go when the threat is first is a very short, sweet threat, then it goes up and up. So from what I make out of the case is that this was a threat to the industrialist to come either pay up to the officer or to his bosses. Now his bosses can be both within the police or the political bosses. And I would recommend, it's a simple case for me. You are threatening an industrialist, only he happens to be a very big industrialist. You're asking, giving him a message that you pay up. Pay up in kind, pay up in sharing your influence. And it's not, definitely not only an API rank officer who is behind it. There are senior officers, I'm sure, and there could be some politicians also. Therefore, I would personally think that this case deserves court-monitored investigation.
Not just an NIA investigation.
No.
So, ma'am, you're saying basically it was Sachin Vaze's involvement in this is that, you know, obviously you're saying that he was an encounter specialist, which is why he has those 60 encounters which he is incriminated with, because of which he, you know, for the longest time, for 16 years, he had no job. He was only reinstated last year for COVID duty. And at that time, he got lots of other cases as well. I want to ask you, in all of this, in what you say is that suspected thing of trying to extort money from a well-known industrialist, what do you make of this relationship between him and the owner of that Scorpio who was later found dead. What happened over there, do you think?
Sachin Vaze for me is only a foot soldier. And the life taken is of a person who had become a threat to him and to the whole conspiracy, and who knew too much to ensure that the that he doesn't spill the beans and does not become a liability for the whole plan. He seems to have been dumped off, but seems to be so, because ultimately it is the investigation which will prove it. But why I asked for court investigation is because, see, I can see lots of tussle between the state being governed by three parties and having Mumbai police investigating this case, and at the center having another separate BJP and NIA reporting to that. So I can see that if I want an impartial professional investigation, I should be able to think beyond political lines, which may not be possible considering the past history between the state and the center. Court monitored investigation would be in the interest of the citizens.
Now, you know, you said that it's not just because what he is an assistant police inspector. You're saying other police officers may be involved as well. Now, one of the police officers, I commend you, ma'am, and thank you for joining us, because there were many other police officers of the Maharashtra police who we got in touch with who wanted to speak out, but they didn't want to go on record because they say that this case is so murky. Now, one of the things that they mentioned, and this is where your statement that many senior police officers may be involved comes up as well, is that someone who is seen to be the mentor of Sachin Vaze is Pradeep Sharma, and both of them were in the roles are members of the Shiv Sena. And Pradeep Sharma is also another well-known encounter police officer, and he has worked with you. You have directly worked with him. Can you tell us more about this dynamic duo, Sachin Vaze, Pradeep Sharma, and how do they operate?
So, I was not only in a crime branch, I was also in state CID crime, I was in CBI. So, I have observed not a particular officer, but the profile of these sharpshooters. They are daredevils, there is no doubt. They would go that extra mile, which many officers will not. Their information network is their asset. They are absolutely fantastic when it comes to collection of information, and they are very possessive and protective of their informants. They are also loyal. Now, loyal to whom? Like when I was joint commissioner, I found once I had made it very clear to them that as long as I am in this seat, we do not enter into any civil disputes. And I respect human rights. I cannot stop encounters altogether. But my policy is this: till your life is in danger, you will not open the revolver, you will not open the weapon. And because before coming to crime branch, I was already DCP of Mumbai for 5 years. Well aware of their modus operandi. So I used to repeat these instructions, and I must say, they did not disobey. Once they realized this is the policy of a joint commissioner, happily or unhappily, they would be with you. For example, one night during 2005, Pradeep Sharma got an information that there was import of some weapons in Nawasheva port. He brought his informant, he brought his panchas. When we went to Nawasheva port at the middle of the night, I was surprised. In the gum, barrels containing gum, we found about 37 factory-made revolvers, pistols, and about 1,300 rounds ammunition. Now, this kind of information is available to very few officers who have very good informants. In Marathi, they say, "Amche informants la japun thevto." They are very protective about them. They are these officers are loyal. They are disciplined. They are daredevils, if not controlled. That boundary where law stops, where they can legally take action, that becomes that gets blurred in their minds, and then they get attracted towards money, which builders, film personalities, industrialists are ready to offer. Then extortion, protection money. And this is the way they operate. And another thing which I found in crime branch was that these encounter specialists have realized that they need very good documentation, very good paperwork. They always have officers who are good on paperwork with them. So I feel that if used properly and in legal manner, they are an asset. And if you cannot, you know, they can go haywire, they can generate threat calls, then provide protection, which I feel is the current case, and a huge liability.
So what you're saying, ma'am, because you mentioned how you gave out orders and at that time they were forced to kind of toe the line. So would you say that it is justified that Parminder Singh, you know, the top police officer who's been transferred, his transfer is justified because if this was happening under his watch, then he's definitely culpable?
No, I'm wondering, I'm also watching an API and a commissioner of police. There are so many ranks in between. So I'm wondering that, he's arrested, Vazai is arrested, he's suspended, and Parambir is shifted. Is the government giving an understanding to the citizens that API Vazai reported directly to Parambir? To my mind, no API reports directly to commissioner. There are ACPs, DCPs, additional CPs, joint CPs, and then CP. So it gives me an impression that this is a very serious case where maybe the hierarchy has been jumped, and many people in between the API and the commissioner were not aware of what was going on. This is the impression which the government is giving by shifting the commissioner and suspending an API.
The fact that he was a member of Shiv Sena, and the fact that he was, despite the various kind of incriminating charges, the fact that he still faces charges for the custodial death of Khwaja Yunus, that after 16 years, he was, you know, because of the emergency circumstances, there is a huge paucity, there's a shortage of police officers. So we need police officers. He's brought in, that he's put on the most high profile Maharashtra cases. What does that tell you, ma'am?
That it's a very unprofessional decision. I don't agree that he should have been inducted back, one. And then being given such sensitive cases after a gap of, say, in service of about 16, 18 years, when so much of the law has changed, sections of law have been changed, you are out of the field. So this definitely is a red flag issue as far as I am concerned. This should not have been done.
We are seeing so many, the fact that both Pradeep Sharma, Sachin Vazai are Shiv Sena members. The fact that there have been, in fact, a former Mumbai Police Commissioner, Satyapal Singh, is now a BJP member of parliament. These police officials, you know, and the blurring of the line, so many. This time during the Bihar elections, ma'am, we saw the DGP there also join the political party. We joined the BJP soon after. What do you think is happening over here? Is the line, you know, was it always there? Were police officers always kind of political? And now it's become much more acceptable to join political parties and show your affiliation soon after? Or is it a new phenomenon?
I would say from 1990s, this phenomena started. And I will not hold one single party responsible. All political parties interfere in police for their advantage. when a new government is formed, media also shows, but it's a common knowledge. Who will get the Home Department? Maximum fight is for who will get the Home Department, because the minister who is in charge of home is also in charge of all the police stations, all the police officers. The fact that home portfolio is so popular shows that it's not an innocent political decision or political inclination. It's a conscious effort by all political parties, mind you, not a single political party, to have a hold on police stations. One, to threaten, to browbeat directly, indirectly, and also because of the huge corruption at the police station level, to get an FIR registered is not an easy thing. And though I belong to this department, I am sorry to say that our hafta system is not from the traffic constable you see on the road. It goes up to the very top. Therefore, both money and muscle are with police, and therefore all the political parties, to the total disadvantage of citizens, are using police officers, policemen, police manpower. No politician gets out of his house without 2-3 uniformed or safari clad black cats around him. It has also become a sign of prestige. So our money, our muscle, our prestige is so dependent on the police that political parties are exploiting police officers to the maximum. It's a real sad, tragic story.
One of the things that I read about Sachin Waze, which I thought was fascinating, and perhaps because you've also been in the CBI, you can throw light on, is was he at all involved with the Sheena Apora case, ma'am? Because, I mean, at that time he was suspended, but he's written an entire book about it, I believe.
I'm not aware of the book, but I will not be surprised. See, I will tell you the plus point of these daredevils is they're very passionate about their work. So they cannot sit idle. If you are suspended and you feel that that officer will not be interested in what is going on, you're absolutely wrong. These characters are very passionate about what they do, and they believe in what they do. Sometimes they also feel that it is so necessary that this whole plot will get exposed. Therefore, I must dump off X, Y, Z. Most of the time, I feel they're very passionate about their work. And even under suspension, I won't be surprised, though I can't, I have no means to verify what you have said, that he was involved in that case. At least I had not heard of it.
A final question, ma'am. You know, you were part of BPRD, Police Research and Development. And you've talked very openly about the fact that, you know, the kind of political interference that is there in police work and how that we are perhaps seeing a fallout of that. What kind of reform needs to be there so that we won't see this kind of, you know, this kind of rogue policemen for that entire phenomenon to stop?
Yeah, thanks for asking this, because I feel citizens' interest is very short-lived. You know, that SRS episode and now Sachin Waze episode, and then they just forget about the existence and the need for police reforms. First of all, Supreme Court has itself, in Prakash Singh Sir's PIL, said every state must have a state security commission, so that neither BJP nor NCP nor Shiv Sena nor Congress can influence local police. Every state having social security commission will ensure that police policies are well drafted, implemented, and undue interference by these political parties. Today, it's not a case of undue interference. They have captured police. That can be avoided. Then separation of law and order and crime, so that the overworked, overloaded police, some people will concentrate on crime detection, other on all these VIP bandobas, festival bandobas, law and order issues, agitations, they will look after. Then police complaint authority. citizens, if they're not able to get their FIR registered, if they're not happy with the investigation, they should be able to write to an independent police complaint authority. And last, all postings should be on the basis of merit. Today, postings are you close to me? Are you my man? Me means I'm BJP, I'm NCP, I'm Congress, I'm Shiv Sena. Are you my man or not my man? If you're my man or my lady, then you get a police station, you get a DCP ship, you get commissioner of police ship. So Supreme Court says, instead of that, have establishment boards along with the security commission, state security commission, establishment boards who select meritorious officers and then give them fixed tenure. Not a Democlean sword hanging on your head that if you don't listen to me, you can get shifted. So these reforms which Supreme Court has mandated, which states are avoiding, citizens must take interest in them and not get up, wake up when they are personally affected by a crime or an incident like this. Our interest should be sustained in the reforms.
Meera Borwankar, thank you so much for helping us make sense of what is otherwise a very, very complex crime. And it's a story that we'll all be following. Thanks for shedding light.
Thank you.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast. HT Smartcast.